Since the invention of the balloon in 1783, they've been used to gather information on adversaries in the world itself. But in an age of satellites and high-tech aircraft, using balloons to gather intelligence might seem old-fashioned. So why has China been using them to gather data? They have some unique advantages. Balloons can loiter over a target, whereas satellites fly at great speeds and are usually only over the area of interest for a short time. The Chinese balloon was 60 meters tall and carried an unknown payload weighing 900 kilos on the edge of space at 18,000 meters, drifting on currents of wind that circumnavigate the Earth in different directions at different heights. Sophisticated technology now allows a balloon to hitch a ride on those currents by raising and lowering its altitude, slowly steering to where it wants to go. Cheap and expendable, balloons are used extensively by weather services, the military and research centers. China's intelligence balloon program has been expanded in recent years. Satellite images of an alleged surveillance balloon launch site in Inner Mongolia show the site's been significantly upgraded since 2019. The United States is protected by a ring of long-range radar sites that are able to track thousands of objects in space and all aircraft movement within range. But there is a gap between 15 and 21,000 meters where these radars are relatively blind. And the Chinese balloon exploited this gap, floating into U.S. airspace via Alaska. Traveling south, it hovered over Montana for 2 days, home state to the missile silos that form part of the U.S. strategic nuclear deterrent, before it was finally shot down.